Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first scuba radio scuba trivia Olympics. I mean, it's never been done before, and at this pace, it's probably never going to be done again, because unlike medals being distributed to the winners, bronze, silver, and gold, we just take them out. We torture our contestants, and so far, I think the most wounded of the buddy teams that we've had on the competition so far, probably Kristen and her dad. She's already been barbecued, cut off, and then would she get whacked in the head with a guitar or something? I don't know. So she's in pretty poor shape, but she's still limping along. And, you know, she'll heal. She's a mermaid. It's magic, right? But Casey, the tobacco nut, and Jared, the diver guide, otherwise known as the Beards.
I mean,
what is it? Oh, what's your team?
Rum Runners.
Rum Runners, right.
I thought they were the Butt Buddies.
Yeah, it was one of those teams.
No, but anyway. That's Jer Bear.
Ah, right.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
it's
well.
Only in your all's delusional brains.
They got the last question or trivia question wrong as well. So, I'm looking at what torture is appropriate for them. Okay, this should work. All right, both of you take the electrodes that I've set there in front of you. Clip them to your nipples, and let me switch the thing on here, right here, and we should get a nice. Oh, whoa! Jerry just like has a big smile on his face right now. It was supposed to be a torture. And I think it might end up being like a winning effect that he just got there. I don't know.
But oh, hey, God.
I mean, you know, I can't control how the teams accept their torture and whether they prefer that type of activity.
I do have a question in our.
I'm the only one asking questions.
I think there's a bias. I think there's a bias on this quiz show.
Why do you say that?
Well, it seems that your cohort CJ keeps getting points.
Well,
reason.
They're getting the answers correct.
Oh,
I think you need to go to them next.
Well, I think we
since they won the last one.
Well, they did, and I think being that you guys were the losers, though, I'm gonna start with you on this one, this next question. All right,
fine.
And this should be very easy. Very easy. Once again, it's almost like multiple choice. But here's the question. Of the three Cayman Islands, Grand Cayman, Little Cayman, and Cayman Brac, which island is the smallest of the three? Okay. You say Cayman Brac. Is that correct? Let's go to the other teams, get everybody's guess, and then we'll see who gets tortured or moves on and survives this particular round. You guys say Cayman Brac. You agree with that suggestion there, Jerry the Diver Guy? Is the other half of the Beards. Okay, so he says Cayman Brac is the smallest island. What do the Hammerheads say? Which island is the smallest? Cayman Brac, Little Cayman, or Grand Cayman?
It's little, and that should give you a clue.
Oh, little, they say. So they're going in a different direction.
Is it that easy?
Than the Butt Buddies.
That's okay. What I thought.
What about Mermaid Kristen and Mermaid Security, better known as Narcosis, Narcolepsy Team? What is it? Yeah, something.
Necrophiliac.
Yes, that's what it was. Right. What is your answer? Kristen, what do you say?
Cayman Brac.
They say Cayman Brac. They're going to side with the drunk Rum Runners. And CJ, Brittany, and Captain Walt are going with Little Cayman as the smallest island in the Cayman Islands of three. And the correct answer, unfortunately, for Casey, CJ, well, no, I mean Casey, Jerry, Kristen, and her dad is Little Cayman. Yes. Mr. Walt DeMartini got that
dominated.
One correct. Yeah, which means.
Well, also, we drove around in mopeds.
Yeah, they've been on Little Cayman. They know it only has like 100 residents. And that was a great suggestion of Captain Walt. I mean, Little was the, yeah, I mean, kind of was the hint, guys. I mean, you need to take those when I give them
to
you.
Clue word.
Right. Okay, so we have two teams that are going to be tortured at the same time. And you guys are into this, right?
You don't like torture?
Yeah, of course you do. We're going to do Kristen, her dad, Casey, and Jerry all at the same time. And you're going to all get close together, really, really close together. And standing in front of you right now is the world famous Captain Slate, right? And this is what he's known for, and you're going to have to accept his greeting. There you go. He just burped right in your face. Otherwise known as a diving recall system that is extremely popular when you're diving with the man, Captain Slate. There you go. I think Kristen just passed out. I'm looking. Her dad is performing CPR, but I think she's going to be okay. I think she's going to be okay. Was it garlic? Was that what got you? Yeah. She's shaking her head like, let me out of here.
Garlic doesn't get us.
Okay. Well, and once again, this time Casey is smiling. So I don't know. Every torture I'm throwing at that team, they seem to be enjoying it. They're masochists for the torture, I guess. So I don't know what that is all about. That sounds like a personal issue. And
so if they're masochists, that makes you a sadist, right?
Yes, of course. I don't even know what you mean. All right. So next question. Are you ready? Since you guys got it right, I'll let you lead this time, CJ. An injury or any injury or condition relating to or caused by variations in pressure is known as a barotrauma. From baro, meaning pressure, and trauma, meaning injury. The bends, which is known as decompression sickness, is just one type of barotrauma, rupture of the deep, otherwise known as nitrogen narcosis, is just one more. So, the question, oops, the answer.
Who's the new retard now?
Okay. All right.
Next question.
No, let me.
So we automatically
we
would
get like that. To hear you slap.
Yeah. Okay.
We should automatically
get that
because
Greg has to get tortured now.
All right. I'll take my punishment accordingly.
Give yourself an oops upside the head.
Ouch. That hurt. Okay. So which three major airspaces are most affected while descending? Okay. Which three major airspaces are most affected while descending underwater? CJ, hammerheads, you get the first dibs at this. What three places? What do you think? Want to even take a guess?
Ears.
All right. Brittany says ears is one.
Lungs.
Lungs.
Sinus.
Okay. CJ says sinus. Ears. And Walt says lungs. Two out of three ain't bad because the answer is sinuses, ears, and your mask.
What, you weren't going to let the rest of us guess?
No, because they got it two out of three. I'm going to make a question much harder for you. I'm starting to enjoy this torture.
So we get two-thirds.
I just would like to say that I was right. I did guess that correctly.
Okay, you can say that, but it won't amount for much.
So the mask counts as an airspace? I was thinking of the body.
Yeah, sorry.
That wasn't really clear in the question.
No,
Greg.
You lose. You're a loser.
I knew all three of them.
Okay, well, that's too bad because you all lost. And we're going to continue this in hour two. Stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Let's go!
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.